An extract from the novel Journeys and Jigsaws, read by the author Barry Mahoney. The shiny blue sports car sped its way through the narrow, winding lanes into a sleepy village one sunny Tuesday morning and screeched to a halt outside the old vicarage. Priors Hill was a traditional picture postcard village with its golden brown stone buildings, thatched cottages clustered together around a small church at the bottom of a majestic hill of the same name, and providing the backdrop to this picture postcard scene. A large manor house to the right of the church was clearly intended to be the focus of the village and in scenic competition with the church, with the small stone cottages gathered alongside, providing a mere reflection of the grandeur of the main building. To the less well-informed observer, it might have seemed a little strange that the entire collection of cottages looked almost identical with their rich golden brown stone and dark thatch roofs. Even the window and door frames were of the same colour, with the occasional renegade cottage sporting a front door of a slightly different shade of green. The morning sunlight enhanced the rich golden stonework of the cottages, creating a hazy glow that indeed was fit for a picture postcard. Priors Hill was very much a feudal estate, even in the 1980s, with all the property and adjoining land belonging to its local wealthy landowner. Even the small church blended into the scene perfectly. There was no one to be seen, with only the occasional dog barking in the distance. The blue sports car turned sharply to the right of the church and went down a small dusty lane where a small school building, schoolhouse and rectory completed the idyllic scene. It was as if the school had been deliberately hidden from view so as not to spoil the visitor's initial impression of the village. Outside the school and rectory were parked a number of cars and bicycles, and children's voices could be heard from the inside of the school building. The dishevelled young man in a smart grey suit leapt out of the car, clutching a smart new briefcase and looking nervously at his watch. He started fiddling with the latches on the car's soft top, and deciding that he didn't have enough time to pull up the hood, started walking towards the old iron gate. Damn, late again, he thought. He had left his friend Tristan's flat in Bridgehampton in good time, but, as usual, he still managed to be late. Why, oh why, had he come all this way for an interview with the Spitfire's soft top down? His usually dishevelled long hair had caught the worst of the wind on Priors Hill, and was desperately in need of a good comb, if not a good cut. "Mr. Young?" inquired the friendly middle-aged woman who answered the door. She looked like a little bird with a thin and delicate bone structure. "We received your message. You are a little late, aren't you?" James mumbled his apologies, adding that he had trouble with the car that morning. "Never mind. The governors are waiting for you. I'm June, by the way, the Reverend Doctor's wife," she announced formally, adding as an afterthought, "He is the rector and chairman of the governors."